Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and super excited for tonight's late-night show with Pastor Don, CEO.
Brown Cadillac. Okay, we broke it live from the west side.
Don, do you see?
To the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in sunny
Las Vegas.
Let's get down to business. This is the main meeting. The Entertainment Worldwide Network is here to change the face of the entertainment industry with education for business and personal tips for life. Covering 7 continents worldwide and all points in between, this knowledge is priceless, so hold on to your seat. Get your pen, pad, and be ready to take notes. You are live on the Entertainment Worldwide Network.
Yay, super excited for tonight's show with fellow BTR podcaster, successful businessman, pastor, family man, husband, father, mentor to many, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, is the guest tonight. If you were listening last Friday, he called in and we were talking and we discussed that he would share with us how to change our lives within 60 seconds, how to present a successful 60-second elevator pitch. So here's more music that Pastor Don, CEO, provided for me to play. That's a pretty cool jam. I love the intro. I love the intro that Pastor Don Jr. CEO shared with me to provide during this live broadcast. And that is a really cool song right there. Back to you, D. Fauci. Really nice. Back to you. Great song, Pastor Don Jr. CEO. He have not joined us yet, but he and some of his winning team members, one or two, will join in. So a big shout out to the BTR listening communities, listeners and supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, longtime and new listeners, and the crew of Pastor Don Jr. CEO. He has an awesome worldwide network, and definitely looking forward. And also, I didn't add in the promo author. But it is in the cover of his book is pictured. So definitely looking forward to the discussion of how we can change our lives within 60 seconds. I shared some information during Sunday's show. And thank you all for joining me on Mindful Monday. Again, thank you, listening community, for your support. Thank you, BTR owners and management, fellow podcasters. I'm not just here, but also on Spotify, Springer, iHeartRadio, and around the world. I love radio and podcasting. So just a big shout out. Remember to email me at kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com thrice. kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. Cash App, those and everything you send to in support of the podcast is reinvested into the podcast. Cash App, dollar sign, BETHBTRU, KULTRESHOK. Cash App is BETHBTRU, KULTRESHOK. And let me say it thrice. dollar sign, BETHBTRU, KULTRESHOK. And PayPal.me/@BETHWMSBTRU. Beth Williams Be True. @BETHWMSBTRU. Very excited because now we do have the man of God of the hour online, Pastor Don Jr. CEO. But yes, great intro that he provided for me, and D. Fauci, Back to You, an awesome tune. I'll replay that. I will replay the intro and Back to You by D. Fauci, and then we will begin our talk with the one and only mentor, founder of an amazing organization, 100 Winning Team, EWWN Radio. His network is worldwide. A fellow podcaster, 365 Days of Radio. The amazing man of God, sharing the word. A fabulous husband and father. Love his love story. Inspires me to continue being a hopeful romantic. But definitely looking forward to him sharing with us a successful plan of having a unplanned and planned a 60-second elevator pitch change our lives. And also he has some of his team members with him also. So thank you again for joining us, worldwide listeners. Shout out to, of course, our native United States of America. Number two, Turkey. Big shout out to Turkey. Big shout out to Finland, Canada, Brazil, Romania, China, top 10, and all the listeners from around the world, from big cities, small towns, islands, villas, even those that are working in space, at the space station and doing work out in the galaxy. I do believe you all listen to podcasts, and I do believe you listen to BTR Radio, also Blog Talk Radio. But again, thank you, and I thank Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO, and his team for joining us tonight during this late night broadcast.
Worldwide Network, based in
sunny
Las Vegas.
Let's get down to business. This is the main meeting. The Entertainment Worldwide Network is here to change the face of the entertainment industry with education for business and personal tips for life. Covering 7 continents worldwide and all points in between, this knowledge is priceless, so hold on to your seat. Get your pen, pad, and be ready to take notes. You are live on the Entertainment Worldwide Network.
As in their promo, let's get down to business with Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, and his team players. Yes, as we discuss how we can change our lives within 60 seconds. So without any further ado, let me go ahead and introduce the man of God of the hour as he opened the show with prayer. And let's get down to business, as stated in the promo. Hello,
amen,
hello.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Hello, hello. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don, the CEO, and just as the Queen said, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. All heads bowed, all minds focused on God. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, increase me as I increase the world, Lord. Let these words fall on fertile soil, go deep in the roots so we can birth new business, products, brands, and services so we can help the ones who don't know how to get help. We can show the world where the resources are, and the things we don't know, we can be open-minded so we can receive the energy that you bring to us. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen, amen. Are you ready?
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, you and your team, for joining us tonight.
All right. Well, I have a lot to talk about. First off, I want to give props and honor and praise to the Culture Strikes Media Network. Thank you all for hosting this platform. Thank you all for having me in today. Oh, my God, baby. You got perfect timing. Baby, oh, yeah, Daddy's on the radio right now. Oh, God.
I'm right.
And it's like, I'm finally here. I'm finally here. Baby, I'm talking, baby. You gotta, I know. Baby, I need you to time now.
Adorable.
This is the reality of the show, baby. You gotta go there.
Yes.
Go sit down. Go sit down. Sit. I do apologize.
No apologies.
I told everybody I got a radio show to do today. Well, nobody out here. As soon as you get on the radio, everything starts happening. But I'm just
your co-producer. Your co-producer.
Okay, we are talking about elevator pitches. The elevator pitch is so important. If you're taking notes.
Hey, let me mention also, I don't want to interrupt you, but I didn't put it in the promo, even though the cover of your book is on the promo. Pastor is not only a mentor, a man of God, a founder of an amazing organization, but also an author of the Green Dragon Record-Breaking Blueprint. So I just wanted to share that. And he's joining us, talking with us how to change our lives within 60 seconds. And here's the mic. It's yours.
Hey, man, what we're going to do tonight, and I'm glad you did make mention of that. I wanted to drop the knowledge and then talk about the book, but because you brought up the book, I want to make sure we get that out the way. It's a 77-page comprehensive document on everything you need to have in your repertoire working in the entertainment industry. It's not about the fluff. It's not about the connections. It's about the business. So if you are a musician, business producer, if you move in the entertainment industry, you need a guide. The only way you can make it to your destination is with a map. How can you go somewhere if you don't know where you plan to go? So the book is very important. It's very imperative. I'm 45 years old. When I was 3 months, I was carrying into this business. This is the only business I know. This is all I know. And, I mean, it's really all I know. It's hard when you got so many things to tell the people. And the topic of our show is change your life in 60 seconds. I'm talking on the radio right now. Yeah, right now. I'm talking
yes,
right now.
Sir.
You got to find me. I apologize. I'm talking to my daughter. I'm I'm on day-to-day care mode.
Oh,
I'm
we understand. Yes, we understand. We loving it.
Amen. But, hey, this business can't stop anything. And I'm going to go ahead and one more time, the Green Dragon Waking Breaking Blueprint is on sale. A lot of information is actually in the book, but I'm going to pull out intricate things that fits into this topic, give you tools, tips, and guidance so you can teach somebody. That's the only way that things are recognized, by teaching somebody. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And can I share the table of contents with the listeners of the Dream Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. There's the foreword. There's the business plan, logo design, CD design, a layout and sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategies, massive emailing, CD sales, the other side. You know, we always need to know the other side. CD sales, one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit. Very important. Very important. Internet marketing, your MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog site, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, your street team. Look at his team. Amazing team. Music publishing and royalties. Music lawyers, tour booking, and it's a wrap. It's time for the wrap party. Yeah. So I just want to give you all a rundown because I know my listening audience, they need to know this because many are in the entertainment industry and definitely need this Bible for the entertainment world.
It is. It's very deep. And I want to tell you, this topic is so prevalent to me because 60 seconds can make you a millionaire or it can make you want to be a millionaire. A 60-second conversation is so important, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So the impression I'm going to leave on you is think about tomorrow. Don't get wrapped up in what everybody's doing today. Always be focused on tomorrow. Tomorrow is everybody's litmus test on what you did today. So no matter what you're doing, your business, product, brand, or service, you have to think about it. Everybody you interact with today, you're planting the seed for that tree to harvest. A farmer will stay in the heat for 10 hours, for 6 months. When you put a watermelon out, it's worth the time. So at the end of the day, as you make these contacts, you're on social media. Artificial intelligence is important, but the one thing about artificial intelligence is not real intelligence. But when you study as much as I have, when you've been on over 10,000 radio shows, you understand how the business works, and the two words, music and business, they work together. You can have all the music in the world, but if you have no business to go with it, there's no way for you to find out how good your sound is. Everybody can love your song, but when you tell your friends to like, share, promote your music, nothing happens. So the reason why your elevator pitch is so important in the first 60 seconds, when you tell people this is how we're going to win, and then you actually come with the resources, tools, tips, and tactics, and it happens, can't nobody refute that. And when you see the Obey account and it changes, you're going to take it back to this day. Today is physically the 21st of September is 2023. We're live on the Culture Shock Entertainment Media Network. As I speak to y'all, hopefully, if you haven't already, grab you a pad and a pen. I'm about to drop some real knowledge. These are the key things to a 60-second elevator pitch. And the reason why they call it an elevator pitch, you want to drop your whole business, product, service, and brand in the time it takes for somebody to go up from the 20th floor to the 40th floor. You want to have it already. You want to tell the people the 5 W's, who, what, where, and why you're doing what you do. And at the same time, you want to give people a real polished approach. You don't want to go in there talking to people like they already know what you're doing because they don't know anything about you. They first time meeting you. That's why we talk about 60 seconds. We don't want to spend 3 hours where we don't need to. We want to be effective. Make every moment count. Every second is an opportunity to change your life. Anybody that understands my voice, if you haven't already, set you up a Gmail account. That's where everything starts off first. You need a Gmail account. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. Go to gmail.com. You set it up. The whole key is you got to have industry standard stuff. When I say industry, I'm talking about the entertainment industry. I'm talking about the physical. Any kind of industry you're in, you got to have a status quo to be in that industry. And for me, in this entertainment industry, it's 40,000 people that wake up every day that feel like they can do what I do. But until you live in 30 out of 50 states, until you've brought hundreds of people together, I have a spreadsheet right now. I'm not lying. All the 300 people I deal with, I got their name, I got their email addresses, I got their website, I got all the pertinent contact information, and not to mention, I'm doing all this because I'm looking to change the world. I don't feel like this is our last show, our last opportunity. I feel like this is an introductory opportunity. As I drop this knowledge, please reach out to me direct if you have any questions, comments, or complaints. My direct number is 352-363-1650. I'm going to say it three times for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 352-363-1650. One more time. 352-363-1650. I want all the calls, questions. I'm not a hard to get a hold of guy. At the same time, I don't want anybody to be on the sound of my voice, and I'm the keynote speaker tonight. I want to make sure not only you speaking and getting information, you applying information, because it's only knowledge once it's applied. You can hear it up until you're blue in the face, but until you apply it for yourself and see the results for yourself, it's just talk about it. And I believe we as a people, we've been so succumbed because of this internet, the hearsay, it's hard for us to get out there and do it ourselves. But in this day and age, again, you have to reach out, follow up, and ask questions. Now, the elevator pitch, how to change your life in 60 seconds. The elevator pitch is very important. This is the first 60 seconds of interacting with everybody, anybody. This is even with your enemy. It's how you react. It's not the matter of just being mad at somebody. It's what kind of energy do you put out. Do you get mad and say nothing, or do you get mad and get on Facebook? I'm mad. I can't believe someone just told me this. If you live in that negative energy, you'll get negative results. So I want to bring positivity to your life. I want to bring you help. I want to bring you direction. A lot of us are right there, right at the bank, but we don't know which door to open. We can be opening doors until we blew in the face, but until we open the right door, we can see a result from our change. Change, it happens so fast. It happens every day. It's happening right now as we speak. People losing their jobs, people building businesses. As it's happening, you want to have your whole elevator pitch. You want to have your pitch about the 5 W's. Who, what, where, why, and when. You want to tell them who you are, where you come from. You want to give them some stats. The stats being the things you've done, people you work with, things that they can search on Google. We live in a day and age. Nobody believes anything until they can hit Google and see it all. And at the same time, you want to also remember your elevator pitch. This is the first opening. So I'm real big on names. Any artists out there right now in the sound of my voice, listen to this radio show, please check your name. Look at your name. If your name is I'm going to kill you, rob your mama, and rob you and rape you, I don't want to do business with you. It's better to tell you no than to say yes over $5 and lose $1,000. That doesn't make any sense. The key to an elevator pitch is open, body, and closed. If you're taking notes, you write a big open, you write a big situation that says body, and you write a big situation that says closed. It's three parts. Now, and you're open. This is when you want to give them your history. This is when you want to give the people what got you to where you are, why you're doing what you do, what inspired you. This is when you get real personal. In the body of your elevator pitch, This is when you tell them the stuff they can Google, stuff that's actually real, stuff they can find out on their own. Now, the unforeseen, the elephant in the room, people have plans in your business, product, service, and or brand, they can call and find out, but it's so much better when you lay it out and just like one of them commercials that come on at 3 o'clock in the morning. The reason why they have those commercials set up to come on at 3 o'clock in the morning, they know you're in a dead sleep. That's when you're Monster Trucks coming this Saturday. Monster Trucks. Everybody, right now, Monster Trucks. And then they go into that whole spill, but it's a whole change in the inflection in the octave voice. When you hear this guy with this big pack of air voice and he say Monster Trucks, you could be in the kitchen cooking, but when you hear that, it's like, oh, what was that? And that's the blood average.
Right.
Come on now. And if you sleep, you're dead tired, you've been working for 20 hours, you finally put a movie, you pass out of nowhere, it's this Monster Truck commercial. It wakes you up because it's abrupt advertising. You wasn't expecting it, but when it came in like a flood. You're like, whoa, what did we do? So elevator pitches all revolve around who you are as a person. You want to put you into your elevator pitch so as you have a general conversation, it's not going away. So your elevator pitch and your conversation, they go together. That's why we changing lives in 60 seconds because we don't have 10 minutes to do it. We don't have 15 minutes. You got 1 minute. People on their cell phones, they on Twitter, they on their Facebook. As I've been on this radio show, I've received 12 text messages, 15 emails, and I'm watching my daughter right now. Life is happening, and as life happens, we have to be ready to change our lives. Now, it's very important. You have to paint the picture. It's not only having, I love you, baby. Have a great evening. It's not only having a great elevator pitch, but you got to realize what you're pitching. If you're selling books, like I sell a book, I decided to self-publish, but if you got actual physical copy books and B-Dog and booksellers, and you're not on this elevator pitch situation, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to have other people talking about your stuff. How do you get people talking about your stuff? You got to get them excited. Not just about your business, product, service, and brand, but about who you are. So once you put the personal element with your elevator pitch, that makes it so much more powerful. I'm a pastor full time. Been doing it all my life. But I notice I get better church rooms when I tell people I'm a pastor. But if I just sit in the back and watch everything happen, I don't say nothing, nobody knows. Again, your elevator pitch will change your life. A conversation on this radio platform, Blog Talk Radio, can bring you the resources you need, but you got to know who to talk to. And you have to be aware somebody's going to ask you when you tell them this big campaign you about to start and you tell them you have resources, closed mouth going to get fed. If you don't tell nobody, they will never know. And you have to be prepared for when they going to say, oh, you need that help? I got the help. Now, I'm a firm believer, and my dad told me never go anywhere unprepared. So if you're a rapper or if you're a recording artist, don't go nowhere without your music. Have your music on an MP3, a flash drive. Have some way to transfer their media. So not only can they hear it, like it, love it, but when they say, okay, I'm ready to go, you got all your stuff in pocket. So your elevator pitch is very important. It can change your life. And the reason why it can change your life because you gotta keep using your elevator pitch. You're going to lose more than you win, but you will win in the end by keep practicing. Practice makes perfect. And if you don't practice, if you don't say your elevator pitch at least 10 times a day, it's hard to go to your bank account and check and wonder where the money is. You have to constantly be pitching. You don't know who can say yes. You don't know what's going on, but the tighter your elevator pitch is, the tighter you can open up the door for other people to get involved. And at the same time, it kills the nonsense off day one. Don't ride in a car with somebody for 10 hours if in 5 minutes you could ask one question and not have to go anymore. And with your elevator pitch, you want to put it all out there. Not all your business trade secrets, but you want to put what you're looking for, how they can help, where they can help, and when they can help. You might have 30 people show up, but this is on Saturday night at 12 o'clock. That's not going to help you. But if they show up on Sunday at 9, now you can use those same 30 people. They can pass out flyers. They can have to collect the offering. I mean, there's so many things that can be done, but it has to be done at the right time. You don't want, when you make a cake, you got to mix the batter and you got to throw it in the oven. You don't just put the flour, eggs, and water in a bowl and just put it in the oven to bake. If you don't mix it properly, and some mixes, you have to whip them 40 times. Some, you have to whip 70 times. But the key is, it's the right mix for the right situation. So if you take a note, I already said elevator pitch. Open, body, and close. The open. That's how you start. That's the introduction. That's where you can get personable. The body of your whole elevator pitch is when you talk about the guts, the nuts, and the bolt. What makes your brand, business, product, and service thrive? What is your business about? What is going to be the benefit in working with you? That's all in the body. The close is you tell them how to pay, where to pay, why to pay. And you tell them what you're going to do with the resources once they do pay. So this is a sales pitch. It's not to be their friend. It's certain key things you need in the elevator pitch so you can find out whether you got a client, you can find out you're wasting your time. And it's better the more you find out before you lock them in as opposed to a client paying you and ask for a refund. I'm going to say it again. The more right. you find out before you start working that project, it's better than doing a refund. Because once you refund the money, no matter what, they still salty. And all the work you did on the promotional level was still out there. And you can't go back and take the time back and take it down. Like, oh, they didn't pay the money. I'm going to take it out. It don't work that way. And you put that website out there, it's out there. I've designed over 1,000 websites. Whether I got paid what I was supposed to get paid, that's another topic of discussion. But we're talking about elevator pitches. Mm-hmm. Not just because I had a great elevator pitch, but in the midst of my elevator pitch, it called the people in the room to see, hey, they have a business. They want to get involved. Business owners talk to business owners, CEOs talk to CEOs, gangbangers talk to gangbangers. So to get in this world, you have to be ready to change lives. Public speaking is so important. You don't know who's listening. And it's not the people you see. Those are not the people that shut your lights out. It's the little old lady who's up at 4 o'clock that lives in Honolulu, Hawaii, that you've never been to before, and she hear what you got to say, and she hit Google. And Google going to tell all your business. If people Google your email address, and anybody knows the sound of my voice, that's a tip. Anybody you're speaking to, you Google their email address, you're going to find out everything about them. And Google is going to tell what it is. Because of that email address, whatever social media networks, whatever they have set up, known to man, when you put that email address, anybody on the sound board, test me out right now while I'm speaking. Pop an email address into Google and see what comes up. You're going to find pages, websites. I'm not saying they're all right. I'm saying as a real man of God, a real CEO, people Google people all day long. And until you Google yourself, you don't know what you got. So in order to change your life, you have to be ready to deal with what people's going to see. And sometimes you don't even know it's out there. I went around for 5 years thinking nobody said anything about me. I popped my email address. I seen 10 pages. I didn't even remember making it. You feel me? So all the stuff I'm telling you, I'm not the only one that know it, but I do want to say this. It's very important to know that you know that you know. I'm going to pause right there. Questions, comments?
Know that you know that you know. Know that you know that you know.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, we're going to keep it moving then. All right, and your elevator pitch.
Keep it moving,
very
yeah.
Important.
So you said you have, woo, we're loving this.
It's very important. When you're doing the elevator pitch, you got to have it ready for everybody. So you got racial slurs in there, if you got cussing in there, if you got gang affiliation, that will not work. You need to have it squeaky clean. It's like a Geico commercial. That same Geico commercial is going to play at 3 a.m. just as well as at 11 a.m. Now, 3 a.m. is a different type of crowd. People leaving the clubs at 11 a.m. is a different type of crowd.
Right.
People coming home from a business, product, service, and brand. But again, with your elevator pitch, it's your own personal commercial about you. Who you are, who you work with, where you been, how'd you get there, what kind of things did you endure to make you the CEO? Now, for me, my elevator pitch is gold, but if you have an elevator pitch, please do not geographically separate yourself from the world. What I mean by that, you're so big on the block, you forget about your business, product, service, and energy. Your elevator pitch is for you, and it's very imperative for you to have your elevator pitch so other people can get involved. So at some point in your elevator pitch, you got to tell your life story. You got to give it in chronological order. You don't want to tell me bouncing 10 years ago, 2 days ago. You want to say 10 years ago, 2 days ago. It's got to be structured to it. That's why we have this whole show tonight. It's not just having a pitch. Anybody can say anything. It's one thing to say, give me a salad. It's a whole nother thing to say, give me a salad with ripe red tomatoes, fresh green lettuce, mm-hmm. some adjectives. All those descriptive words, they make your elevator pitch real. And when you can paint a picture without not being there and a person to feel like they're there, that's when you know your elevator pitch is A1 perfect. When you talk to somebody and they never talked to you before and you break it down, if you're talking to a person who works in the school board and you tell her, I know what it's like to work with kids for 4 years and sit with them and do homework, they immediately put themselves in your situation like, wow, if you understand what I'm going through, I know what you guys are going through. Does that make sense? All right. Yeah, no, I'm just making sure you're listening. Hey, I just want to make sure. Yes. I know I'm doing a lot, but I just need a response. But again, your elevator pitch, it will save your life. It will change the way people move around you. But your elevator pitch actually sets you up. So when you actually elevator pitch, then you slide the paperwork. Paperwork is much more easy to deal with a person is expecting it. And that's like if you go to the store and before you get out of the store, somebody bring you a bill for something, you're going to go crazy. Like, what am I paying for?
Right.
I'm just in the store browsing. You get what I'm saying? All these things I'm saying to you, it might not make sense now, but until you get into a business situation and somebody, I'm constantly on the radio.
Okay, what about people that have problems with people taking them seriously? You know, people that really, really want to be taken seriously.
That's a very
this is
good,
real deal
good
business.
Good.
This is not my hobby. You know, this is not my hobby. This is the real deal.
Well, I got to keep it 100. We live in a social media age. So before I answer that, I'm saying this. If you're one of these individuals he's speaking about, please check your social media. You might have said something 2 weeks ago that's just still out there for the world to see. Just because you put it up there, you was mad at your girl on Friday, today is Sunday. You feel what I'm saying? Got over it, but because you put it out there, it doesn't delete just because you're not feeling that way no more. So you have to check your social media. Now, as far as the people who wanted the sound of my voice, you work on a business, you say, okay, I got my elevator pitch together. Who do I pitch it to?
Mm-hmm.
You start with your friends and family first, the people you know, and you work it
mm-hmm.
out. You work it out. You can't know you got a diamond until you test if it can be polished properly. So, again, just because you got it together, once you come up with this elevator pitch, you got to call people and you got to actually say it. You got to actually do what they call a role play. You have to act it out. You want to talk to somebody that's very negative, somebody that don't believe in what you're doing, because they're going to give you the comebacks you need to make your elevator pitch be exercised. And 90% of the time, the people you know are going to be most critical. The people that don't know you, they're going to take it at face value because they don't have time to research you and see if it's real. I'm going to say it again.
Right.
The people you know, that's one thing. But the people who don't know you, they're going to take it for what it is. So you tell somebody you got a Maserati outside, which is a very expensive car, depending on your history with that person, they ain't going to believe you. But when you get on this elevator pitch mode, you got to think, somebody might check and see if I actually got it. So with your elevator pitch, a key thing is you have to have some truth to the elevator pitch in order to make it a real elevator pitch, because somebody might hit Google and just see if it's real. I'm going to say it one more time. Somebody might just hit Google just to see if you're real.
Right. My late brother-in-law, a successful entrepreneur, he told me a month before he passed away, when I was in Dallas working with him, he said, strangers will help you succeed. You know, people that don't even know you. Right.
There's no prior history. And everything is all, this is the entertainment business. We're here to entertain you, but we got to remember, it's a business. And in this business, you have to ask questions. Fact-finding questions lead to proper results. If you don't ask no questions and you go somewhere to work and they say, I'm going to pay you, and you might have a 14-year history, homeboy. You got to ask how much and when. He can say he's going to pay you in 3 weeks. Now, he's going to keep his word. It's so much easier when you get all that stuff out the way. You ask all the questions. The more questions you ask in the entertainment business, the further you will go. Feel me?
Yes, feel you.
It's very important. Another thing about an elevator pitch is your tone. You can't be You can't be talking like, you got to be serious. Like, hey, we gonna make it happen. You can't say can, if, maybe, we might, we trying, we thinking about it. We got this little label.
Can't be all depressed, sounding all. Need to have some enthusiastic and optimistic, right? Can't be like all like depressed and doom and self doubt, right?
Come on, man. I mean, I've literally turned down at least a million clients saying we got a little project. And when you still call me and say, hey, I know you're Pastor Don G. I know you got 300 people, but I got a little project. So, no, it's a turnoff. I'd rather hang up on you than conduct and waste 5 minutes. It's so much easier.
Wow.
And this is another key. Hey, it's so much easier to hang up on somebody as opposed, I'd rather tell you no than to have you think I'm going to do something and I do it. That hurts worse.
Right, which a lot of people do experience. Like, wait a second, I never heard back from this person. I had a meeting with this person, or I met this person just out of the blue one day, and I told them about my project, and I never heard back. You make a good point, yeah.
And being left hanging hurts. It hurts when you done drove 500 miles and you're supposed to meet somebody and they're not there. That hurts worse than you staying at home and saying, I don't want to come. I'd rather you tell me at home than getting 500 miles and got babysitters. I got all this stuff going on a maybe. I'd like to deal with solid stuff. Now, this is another thing about the elevator pitch. This is why they call it an elevator pitch. Can you drop this knowledge within 60 seconds before I get off the elevator? You understand? In New York, they got a million elevators, but to the people that's in small B, C, and D markets, y'all don't know what the elevator is like. That elevator ride is very short, and in New York, it's always stuff going on. The world is big like New York because these social media apps, we're more connected. So you can get the same energy of being in New York just downloading the right app. But I'm telling y'all, God is my witness. Because these apps are what they are, everybody has access to everything. There's nothing new under the sun. That's in the Bible. Breaking it down, it's always best to talk to somebody that's been there that understands, as opposed to think about trying to get there. I'd rather talk to somebody that actually went to the welfare office and got approved food stamps and talk to somebody that's never been on food stamps. for. You don't understand.
Right, and that's talking to your elders and the wise, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's a lot of wisdom. Wife and wisdom, they both start with W. Come on now. I believe God put us all here to help each other. At the same time, I believe that the only way we can make a change in the world is by what we do for tomorrow. Not just today, but what we're thinking about tomorrow. Not everybody's going to get you, and it's going to happen. Don't get upset. Don't get mad. But, again, we are talking about elevator pitches. The first 50 seconds will tell that relationship. When I meet somebody and they rap name is, I'm going to kill your mama and rape her. I can't do no business with you. I'm sorry, bro. I do not agree. It's just better for me to tell you no than to tell you yes. And take a dollar that's going to cost me $10,000 to say that. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Well, I mean, these are all tips and tactics, and the biggest thing about an elevator pitch, you got to keep in mind, you're trying to elevate your career. So you don't want to have a weak elevator pitch. You don't want to have can, if, maybe. We trying to. We might get there. Those are weak words. You want to have, this is emotion. I came from this. You want to give information, but at the same time, you want to leave space so they can give you information. You don't want to have your elevator pitch with closed questions. Are you busy? Are you getting busy? Have you did? You don't have any open-ended questions in your elevator pitch. Matter of fact, you don't want to ask any questions. This is your turn to speak. So you want to have all your bullets rolled up. Think about it like this. You are a soldier. You've been deployed to Afghanistan. You're in the middle of nowhere. So every bullet got to count. You don't know when the relief's coming, so you got to make sure when you load your gun up, you loading up with everything you know works for you. If you got a stand that 40 people that are commenting on your Facebook, you need to implement that stand into your elevator pitch. My father had a saying. He taught me this. You can look it up. It's MosesMediaInc.com. His motto is, we make miracles happen
what is
every
it?
Day.
What is it again?
Moses Media Inc. INC.com. MosesMediaInc.com. That's my father.
MosesMedia.com.
Moses Media Inc. INC. Moses.
MosesMediaInc.com. Okay. Because I know you early on you shared his website with us.
Yes.
MosesMediaInc.com.
Yes. INC. INC, MosesMediaInc.com. But he's been around for a long time. You can see all the stuff he did. I wouldn't be the man that I am today if it wasn't for him. But one thing he did teach me, and I've seen it happen, man. I was a kid, man. The weirdest things happened for whatever reason, the lights was out. And he'll come down, riding down the street. 30 minutes later, the lights back on. How he did it, I don't know. But I can tell you, the elevator pitch is the catalyst to everything you're doing in business. And however you start is how you finish. So before you even talk about a contract, if you don't have good negotiations going in, it's no way for people to get involved with what you're doing. Hopefully
right,
I'm not
right.
going too fast, but. It's a lot.
No, you're going just right. Just right. What are some of the books that you recommend? Because I know early on in my career in beauty, entertainment, music promotions, I know I was recommended by mentors, successful mentors, the music of business, the business of music. So what books do you recommend? Because that's the Bible, and you make me think when you were talking about contracts. I mean, it's a thick book, but and I know you probably have many on your shelf, but it's important. Whatever area of the music entertainment industry you're in, it is an important book to read. So what books do you recommend? Number one, your book. Well, I know that.
Of course, I got to go home first, but again, my book is an easy read. It's only 77 pages, but I don't know how much y'all read. You know, I read. I take reading serious. And right. What your boy say? Using his fundamentals. Let me stop. Come on.
Right.
Keeping it 100, the Green Dragon record breaking blueprint. I wrote that myself. Inside the Music Biz by Eric Klein. He's the he's the elder white gentleman out of Florida, but he's been in business for years. He knows the business. So Inside the Music Business by Eric Klein, the Green Dragon record breaking blueprint. I'm gonna take it on some real literature. Think and Grow Rich. That book is so amazing. It's a lot of game.
And then,
of
even if you're not a hip-hop artist, those of you that work in all areas, different genres, his book is very important. You can apply it to the industry, yeah. to the genre that you work in. If it's not hip-hop, you know.
Hey, man. I'm telling you, man, we gotta look to the future. We can't get wrapped into what you have today. What you have today will not be what it is tomorrow. If you don't start working today, you can't harvest tomorrow. That's why this show is so important. We teach you how to make the bread up front. If you tell somebody, I want $1 million, that's one thing, but you got a business plan and you got people ready to work, you can get that $1 million. It can be approved and used. But you got to be ready to get it. If you got $1 million
right.
in you, you ain't got no bank account to see you, it hurts. I mean,
How important is consistency?
Man, well, the thing is, when you tell somebody you're going to do something, that's bad. But it's a whole other story when you got 40 people show up to an event and you're not there. They will never do it again.
Right.
You never get a second to make a first impression.
Even to those successful artists that have that reputation, still not a good look, right?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, can we take a small commercial break real quick? I have to go to the restroom real fast. I'll be right
yes, indeed. And we have one of your team players on the call also.
Oh, please open our line while I'm in the restroom.
Oh, so I am going to play, tell us about Defuncy when you're back. So I'm going to play that song again.
Driving me insane.
Okay, okay. Defaulty, running back to you. I love running back to you. That is a pretty cool R&B tune. Love it.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, so you are Defaulty. You're all with us. Yay. Diana? Diana?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I've been told great things about you. Thank you for joining us for tonight's show. And love your track.
You.
It is awesome. Yes, I will
Thank
be
you.
Singing
Thank
it
you for
along
me.
With my. I'm loving P. Diddy's new album. So along with his music and your songs, oh my God, I will be singing it all weekend, and we'll keep it on my playlist.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Excited. I'm glad you love it. It was very fun to make. I work with a very amazing producer. His name is Pharaoh Black. And I'm just loving my whole team. We just shot a video this past weekend. I'll get the first draft on Saturday, so we should be able to have the rest of the video next week to show to everybody.
Okay. For that song, for Back to You?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it because it seems like a fun song. So, wow. So, keep us updated so we can it's dropping Saturday?
No, I'm going to get the first draft of the video. The song is already out. The song's been out since August 3rd. So, it's on all
the
streaming platforms. Apple Music,
okay, so
Spotify,
please share your social media. Please share your social media platforms with us and tell us a little bit more about yourself also. But please share us, most importantly, share us where we can find you and your music.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at I am DeFrosty.
Okay.
And you can also find me on TikTok, the same name, I am DeFrosty.
Okay.
And you can find me on Facebook at Diana DeMarie Songwriter.
Diana?
DeMarie Songwriter.
DeMarie Songwriter.
Yes. That's
okay.
On Facebook.
Great. Great. So I will be following you and the listeners will be following you real soon. And checking out other music also. Would you like to share with us a little bit more about you and your background?
Well, I've been doing music now for probably the past 3 years, 3-4 years. I've always been a poet, so I've been writing poetry for a very, very long time. And when I decided that I would like to... Yes. And then when I saw that you can add some poetry to music, I was like, what? Let's do that. Because I love music. Like, I just love it. Like, it just keeps calling me and calling me. You know, I keep running back to it. So here I am, ready to share my love of what I do with the world.
Wow. That is awesome. Because it sounds like a love song for a significant other, but it's really a metaphor for your love for the business, for being a poet and a songwriter. Wow. And yes. I'm getting chills just thinking about that. That is amazing. I'm sure many listeners can relate. There's something that we're passionate about that we keep running back to. Wow. That is awesome.
Yes. Absolutely. But yeah, that's my story, and it's not over. There's still more to come. So I think me and my team probably have about 15 songs. We're going to just do singles for now. So there's definitely more to come. But
okay,
right now we're going to
so
concentrate on this song.
In 2024, we will be seeing a full-fledged album, it sounds like.
Probably not the whole album. I like to put out one and, you know, let everybody get and feel that, and then put out another one and then a sequel to that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's kind of the plan right now.
Oh, that sounds like a great plan. That's the third time I played the song during this broadcast. Open with it. And thank you for calling in from the beginning. But I thought that since it was time for awesome Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, to take a break, like, okay, perfect opportunity to speak with you. Can you discuss your work with Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO?
Well, me and Pastor Don, we just started working together probably about a week ago.
Wow.
One of the other artists, Wildcard, introduced me to him, and we started collaborating on the marketing for the project as well.
Awesome. Well, I know he has spoken very highly of you and your work, so congratulations on your project and your future projects, and thank you for joining us. And you're right, it's a beginning. So thank you for calling in, and thank you for becoming a new friend of the show and hopefully a new friend of mine. So definitely we'll connect you, and please stay on and talk with us. I don't know, Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, are you back?
I'm Eric Wayne. I'm just...
Yes.
Yes, I am. I apologize. I'm just dropping the energy connection.
It gave us an opportunity to talk because I know you are really sharing us a lot of great information, and I had no idea that the song was by whom you spoke so highly of earlier today. It was a nice surprise to hear her say, well, thank you. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was your music, because you spoke so highly of her also. And you just, I love the song. I'm like singing it in my head now, and it's not even playing. It's an awesome song, so I can't wait to see the video.
Absolutely. I can't wait to share the video. As soon as it comes out, it's coming out. As soon as I get the final.
Come on now. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay. Come on, let's get it.
We're not going to hold back anymore.
Exactly. Woo! Yes, you're so right. Not holding back anymore.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? That
thank
sounds
you,
like team. A good next song.
It's on
the
okay.
Right.
Can't hold back. Yes, we're not going to hold back. Right. It sure does.
Yeah.
If I keep running back, I can't hold back. Right.
Well, I absolutely will keep coming back, and I am so grateful to Pastor and to you and to the show and to all the listeners. I'm so grateful that that you guys are loving the song just as much as I love it, and I appreciate you helping me let listeners listen to it. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Deep
and we are so appreciative also and grateful for you sharing your gift, your art with us, with the worldwide community also.
Your email, very important. Your phone number, your email. Somebody might want to hear this. They might want to contact you.
Right. And the worldwide community is just so awesome here on this platform, on this Blog Talk Radio platform. So amazing. So, wow. So you might wonder, like, what? Who? But it's amazing that the countries that listen to Blog Talk Radio and listen to Pastor Dunn Jr., CEO, and his team, and listen to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. It's just amazing. So we are honored to share your music with our communities and to meet your community and your team.
Absolutely. I'll definitely see about getting them on next time. And yes, my email address is B I M as in Mary, A as in Apple, W I N as in Nancy, D as in David, E as in Edward, R as in Rabbit, at AOL.com. Yes, I still have AOL, but it's at AOL.com.
I love AOL. Yeah, well, yay!
Come on, man. They was the first.
Right. Why change it?
Right.
And you go, don't fix it. Come on, now.
Right. Yeah. So thank you guys so much, and I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And a music platform, look for Dee Fossey on Spotify and all the music platforms.
Yes, iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify.
Yeah, that's what I thought about when I asked you about your social media. Because I'm like, I know she has a YouTube. So Dee Fossey is your YouTube. I am Dee Fossey?
No, the YouTube is Dee Fossey / topic right now. Yes.
Okay.
But once the video comes out, it might change a little bit. So I'll definitely keep you posted on where to
please
do the video. Yes.
That
but
means you
got to
come
be
back to the radio show.
Invite you back before then, but definitely when it's time to premiere your new music video.
Awesome. I'll definitely come back. No questions asked.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, let's listen to some more of Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Do you have any experiences with your elevator pitches that you would like to share?
Oh, I got a lot of experiences. I personally, an elevator pitch got me everywhere. I mean, I constantly stay up. Now, I'm going to give you a regular day for me. This is about 20 years ago, but this is a regular day. I was working two jobs. I had a 10 to 6 and an 8 to 9, like that.
Okay.
It was crazy. Yeah. So I'm doing these jobs, and this internet thing is becoming more prevalent because I noticed it. The people who didn't believe in computers or nothing, while I was smoking a cigarette, they talk about, you see what they did on the internet? Now, I started looking around. I was like, wow, okay. This stuff is for real. I need to tap into this. So in the midst of me tapping into it, I started seeing all these people that I went to school with, but mind you, I've lived in 30 out of 50 states, so I can't get on classmates.com and just find my people. I got to get on social media and talk to people, and then they'll randomly present themselves. But, man, it's been such a blessing to be able to be around so many powerful people that make things happen. Shouts out to everybody under the sound of my voice right now, because if you're hearing this information, it's coming to you digitally through your headphones, your speakers. However you get this information, you're in the right place at the anointed time. This is where God wants you to be. I don't believe in wasting time, so I want to make sure I say that this is powerful and prevalent. This is my power words I use to start my day. Anybody ever did business with me, you ever talked to me, I'll send you an email. You go to your email right now and you look up power words to start my day. You're going to see this. This is affirmation. It starts. This is the day, my day. I'll control what I can and release of that which I can. I'll be confident in my words and myself. Resilience with Trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I'll secure the victory. For every no, I'll plant the seed. Every contact is a new opportunity, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm inspired by those around me. I'm blessed from above. I'm thankful for all. Faith for all, I shall rebel in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I have to say that every day to myself just to get my mind, to get my spirit going. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself. They made a big huge record about you. But if you don't encourage yourself, who's going to encourage you? How can you get 40 people behind you if you don't believe in yourself?
Right.
A lot of the stuff I'm saying is very simple. A lot of stuff, you've heard it before.
And I'm a big believer in the power of prayer and positive affirmations. Like, I love your affirmation because that's the one you sent in the email, right?
Yes,
wow, powerful. Powerful.
Yes, no matter what, how you start, how you finish. And I believe if you start with the right crew, you will receive the reward of the winning circle. That's why I created the winning team. I got tired of being on the phone with people for 10 hours and nothing comes out of it. With 300 people, I can talk to you for 5 minutes and plug you into the right connection and stuff will happen. It just makes it so much easier. But you got to be ready for it. You can't tell me you're a club promoter and I bring you Young Jeezy and say, I can't book them. You just told me you promote clubs. I mean, what's the problem? You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, my dad told me you're only good as your last record. And then, if you haven't did anything recently, don't get this associated with your team. Let them know things are in progress, things are in works. The power of communication is just saying hi, hello. And even just those words, that this is the elevator pitch. It's how you open it. If you open the conversation up, you're a radio host, Queen. If you open up, hey, welcome to the show, nobody's going to stay. But if you open up, hey, I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm on the radio.
Right.
I'm glad I did it. You give people that energy every time you open them, like, hey, I'm happy to be here too. Oh, okay. I'm doing the right thing. God will bring confirmation when you least expect it.
Yes.
Come on now. It's not
yes,
easy,
God,
but
we
again.
Need, yes, we need confirmation. Yes, God. Thank you.
I'm a firm believer in 60 seconds can change your life. You titled this program perfect. I don't know how you got in my bag, but I that movie Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage, that movie is one of the classic movies in the world. Because it's so many things that go on in the world we don't think about. But when I break these, I'm going to break it down so I can tell y'all why it's so classic. Not only did they have to steal 30 timeless cars, they had to steal all in a sequence. They couldn't just steal one car and then they call the police and everything. It had to be done with a plan. That's why I push people to purchase my book, Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Call me direct, 352-363-1650. Once again, 352-363-1650. And one more time for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, 352-363-1650. Please call me. Because in this book, I really got tired of talking to artists that wasn't making money. I wrote it all down. I got tired of explaining it. Got tired of coming on radio shows, telling everybody how to make money. I put it in the book. I was told by a white man, if you want to hide something from a nigga, you put it in the book. And that's what I did. And you'll be surprised. I've literally made $300,000 off selling my book. But the people who bought the book, when I look at the stock market and their change, I don't see them growing. So I'm not saying they was wrong for buying it. I'm not saying I was wrong for selling it. They didn't apply the knowledge. If you apply the knowledge, you will win. That's why I created winning. Everything I'm telling you right now is out of love, admiration, because I understand the industry is ugly. The industry is your brother that you don't know. But that's the brother that can show up and change your whole life if you treat it right. But that brother don't like you.
What?
He can change your whole life for the worse real quick. So it can go either way. It can be really, really good or really, really bad. And it's no gray area. Either you got it or you don't. When you go see the landlord.
No in between.
They say,
no in between.
99 won't do. You got to have 100. I'm a firm believer in the elevator pitch, but you always got to be closing. ABC, always be closing. Just because we cool, we homeboys, we friends, is an elevator pitch. So you can't put can, if, and maybe. I don't like those words. I will. We are working towards this emotion. People will stand behind it. I've seen more people donate to projects that don't happen than projects actually set up, paperwork, everything's ready, but they don't have no conversation. They don't have no energy to get people excited about it. So the elevator pitch is going to change your life. It's going to change the people around you. And it at the end of the day, it's not always with every elevator pitch is not always about money. It's about buying into the program, joining your program, your business plan, product or service, and actually insinuating and sticking with it. No matter who you are or where you go, you got to make sure that your elevator pitch is tight enough to go in that $1 million. Just because you got a hood elevator pitch, when you go in that room and there's no hood niggas around, how are you going to walk out of that same room with the same elevator pitch? So you have to be ready to change it. And you have to also think about what's going on in the news. If something's going on in the news, that needs to instantly go into your elevator pitch. Because people want to talk about it. And you don't want to have your elevator pitch so then people say, oh, this happened this week. And you don't have nothing to say. You have to be aware of what's going on. This is the best stuff I can give you. How do you rub your belly and tap your head at the same time? It's something simple, but most people can't do it. Hey, come on now. This is real talk. And the reality of the situation is somebody going to call you and say, hey, I need you on my radio show. Then you're going to get another call and say, hey, can you be on my radio show? Now, how can you be in 2 places at once? I mean, you can record. You got audio engineers out there, but again, your elevator pitch, you're knocking out problems before they happen. I believe in prevention over cure. If it takes 10 shots of a medicine to give me a cure, and I can have one shot and never have to take another shot again, I'll take that one shot. Forget the 10. Mm-hmm. I'd rather take one. You understand what I'm saying? If I can tell you about it, I can save time. I would rather save you that time. You got to pay for me to save you time. It's worth every penny. Because if you don't, not paying is going to hurt. If you don't get it now, I'm not mad. But when I see you on the red carpet, I can't let you in. I only got enough press passes for my team. I can't be like, give me 300. No, I got 300 on the spreadsheet for a reason. I told it to you on day one. And the biggest thing about the elevator pitch, make sure all your stuff can be checked. Everybody, we live in the digital age. When I say digital, I got little kids now. They 4 and 5 years old with cell phones. That these are not government phones. These are real phones. They own, they got a bill, voicemail, all that. You got to keep in mind and look around. Tupac got a record.
Right.
I hate to be like this, but I got to keep 100. He said, you can run the red lights or read the street signs. And that word is so prolific to me because if you run the red light, you're doing 150 miles, but you're going down the wrong way, but you ran the red light. My point to the matter is this is an entertainment industry. It's not just a business. It's an industry. It's growing. It's moving. Every day the rules change. Every day was hot, wasn't hot yesterday. So what you... keep evolving, keep learning, keep being on shows like this. Tell a friend. Don't hold it. Share it. Sharing is very important. The more artists.
And this crossed over different industries. Those of you that are listening, you know it. If you're in the beauty, any type of industry, direct selling, this crosses industry lines, what he's sharing with us.
Yeah, that's very important to the elevator pitch. When your elevated pitch is really cold, you won't have to keep saying it. It's going to tell itself.
And it works, too, if you're trying to get a raise or a job promotion. Those of you that are maybe not entrepreneurs but working on trying to get a job or a new job or promotion or more money, take heed and listen to this great advice.
Amen. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate the platform, and I'm glad that this is on the world because we might be talking about it now. Once I blast it, you're going to be surprised. Oh, Queen, please give out your contact number so people can get interviews and because I know you need other people that's making it.
I love talking to people as you, like you're seven. You're right. You're one. You're one and only. You are an original. So it is amazing when people really, when you know people are passionate about helping others, about sharing their talents and letting others know you can do it too. Because some people think, well, that was you, not me. But you're telling everybody you can be successful at changing your life within 60 seconds with your elevator pitch. Yeah. And on Sunday, I shared to listeners even what you share with us. It applies our business life, if you're an entrepreneur in the music industry or not. It applies to our life, our lifestyle. You're a perfect example because when you started the show, your baby was part of the show also. So it is not just our business life. It's our entire life, our lifestyle. And so when you say your life can change in 60 seconds, you're talking about not only your life, but everybody that's connected to your life can change within 60 seconds. So this is like some priceless advice that you are sharing with us.
Hey, man, well, you got to see it before you believe it. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. And if you don't have a plan and you out here and you're a hot artist and you spend thousands of dollars to make this music, but you don't have no plan of action to get it out there, you're wasting money. Have a plan behind everything. I'm so meticulous with it. I make a plan to go to the bathroom. That's how bad it is. See? I got hundreds and hundreds of notebooks. Now, I'm not saying every plan you're going to have is going to happen, but write it down in the Bible.
Right.
Tell you, make your vision plain. Don't sit here and say I need a helicopter just to go upstairs. No. I'm saying make real plans. Okay, I got to think about tomorrow. I got to think about who's coming tomorrow. I got to think about my kids, my family, my team. But I don't just think about one day. I don't just think about, okay, it's just Sunday. No, this is going to start the whole week
right
out. And I'm a firm believer, however you start is how you finish. So if you don't plan for success, you never will be successful. But if you make a plan for success and stay diligent with you, don't let nobody break you from your stride. You know what you want. God gave you the gift. Write it down. Writing it down in your own handwriting makes it real. Typing on a computer makes it solid.
One of my fashion and retail management professors used to always say, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. She always drilled that in our heads.
Come on, man. My uncle's, I've been hearing that since I was 3 years old. So, and I'm 45
right
now. So I know what that is. But, okay, it is off the cuff. Excuse me. I am a nigga. Lord, forgive me, but I got to say it. If you're going to rob a bank, have a getaway car. Do not rob that bank. Come out to the bank with all this money in the world, no way to take it anywhere. Just ask them to be locked up. I'm not saying nobody go rob a bank. I'm saying think it all the way through. Don't just say I got a good
band,
business, or service. Think about who you're going to, okay, you want to talk to little kids. Do you want to talk to paraplegic kids? You want to talk to black kids, white kids? I mean, write it down, make it plain. And it makes it easier for people to bring you resources when you got it on paper. You feel me? I'm with you. I'm digging it. We here.
Right. And the advice that you're sharing is great for all of us, for children, adults, people all ages. It's important to know how to do this.
Amen. Come on now.
Okay, you mentioned practice earlier in your talk with us, that it's important to practice your elevator pitch, and that's for plan meetings. And also, you never know how many times have I met people and it wasn't planned. Even here on social media and podcasting, look how we have met and collaborated. I didn't know. You told me that Diana might would call in, but I had no idea that that was her song I had played. You never know. So either it can be a planned meeting, something intended, or it could be a meeting that, like, out of the blue. You know, just out of the blue, you meet someone, and either someone you always, that you need to meet, that you have planned to meet, or someone that you just see you all need to collaborate with, or you need to pitch an idea quickly to them. How do people, you mentioned practice, and some people might say, well, I need to practice, but so you can be natural, right? So do you want to elaborate on that, on practicing?
Well, I'm old school, and I believe practice makes perfect. And
right, me too.
Have you ever heard the story about 409, Formula 409? That was that's a household cleaner. Most people on this sound of my voice can look under their cabinet and they got Formula 409. But the way that business was started, it was 408 tribes that didn't work. When he got the one that worked, he enabled the company. And I say it to say, you might not be prepared to drop your elevator pitch, but in the entertainment industry, you don't know when you're going to get that call. You don't know what's going to be going on, so you have to keep saying it. And after you keep saying something, it becomes like breathing. Like, if you got an elevator pitch, you're an artist, that's great, but you have to have a structure. You have to have your open body clothes. Open how you open, how you introduce yourself. The body is what project you work in. The clothes is where they can send the money, how to send the cash out, or how they can put your record, business, product, or service out there. So the ideal is in the open, that's when it's wide open. The body, you bring them home. The clothes, that's when you show them where to go. And you have to paint the picture. Just because you're not physically in the same room with them, they have to be able to go on their computer. They have to be on their ebook or however they're going to get the information. But you have to navigate them through the information. So you can't just say, hey, I got a hot song. You got to tell them on what platform, when they can spin it, if they have to pay to spin it. Because in this day and age, you never know. You got to break it down.
Right. Break it down.
Go on out. Hey, I got to say this, on the close, this is the most important part about an elevator pitch. As this show closed, you have to leave an impression. Not only did they spend the money, they have to feel good they spent the money, and they have to want to do it again. And that's what makes the elevator pitch so powerful. Not them just only paying you, but being able to pay you and tell somebody else they paid. That becomes residual. That becomes your money maker. However you close, everybody got different closing lines, but the closing pitch is the call to action. You're telling them what you want them to do, whether it's them booking you a show, them giving you the actual cash, them setting you up a time. No matter what, you have to have a call to action. So you got to open up. You got to get them excited. You got to tell them why they're excited. Now you got to tell them what to do with their excitement. And that's what elevator pitch is. Open body clothes. Who you are, where you been, how you doing it, what you need from them, why you need the help, and how it's going to be beneficial for them helping. That's your clothes. That gets it done. I mean,
open body clothes.
Is different. It all goes off of who you are as a person. But the more you say it, you're going to find the holes in it. The more you keep saying it, it becomes real. So if you run around, your elevator pitch is, I don't want anything, that's what you're going to get. But if you run around and say, hey, I don't have it all together, but I'm working towards it.
Oh, and,
just by
and,
saying
and
that
that's
wrong.
A big mistake, because a lot of people do say that. Right. Well, why are you presenting it? Or why are we presenting this then if we don't want a thing? We do want something.
You know what? Again, you said it earlier in the show. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Everything in this entertainment business, you got to write down. Only reason why I'm telling y'all I'm a computer nerd, I'm deep in it. I was dealing with computers before they was black and green, before they had mobile devices. But I noticed the stuff I pick up, it's red. I made $300,000 plus off selling my book. So I know my stuff works, but again, the stuff I'm sharing with y'all is because we live on Sister Bethany Show. I'm giving y'all the game. I charge for this same call.
And we thank you for this priceless advice. Right.
Come on, man. I'm smiling because I'm like,
an hour and a half show. Yeah, yes, yes. I know to a paying client. Oh my goodness.
But it's a business, and at the end of the day, I want to bring two words to it: the music and the business. I want the music to be sweet, but I want to make money while we listen. I don't want to just be listening to somebody bump their gum. I'm putting this information out here.
And that's something amazing that you're bringing up, too, because some people are not going to do anything that they're not getting paid for. So share that also, that, you know, just be mindful of things that you do that's not for pay. But it is a win-win situation. It is beneficial.
Yes, it is. I'm just thankful. Thank you for having this platform. Thank you for giving me time. But just keeping it real, you know, a lot of hosts say they host, but when it comes time for them to do their hosting thing, they don't do it. But not only did we connect via social media, ever since I told you I was serious, hey, you see, you're like, oh, yeah, this brother's really serious.
Right. It's something I love about your teaching, though, also, and there's a lot of pastors in the business, but you do apply the principles of the Bible, and that's something that we need to understand also, that the Bible is like the ultimate book of business. Book of all our entire lives, every aspect of our lives, but so we would go to the Bible for everything else, it seems, but not for when it comes to our business lives and for success in business. But, yeah, we pray to God, oh, I need this. I often ask you to pray for me and my finances, and that's why I thought we need to dedicate a show specifically to your teaching, because it's important for us to learn.
Come on, man.
How to be successful in business, and you know, based on the principles of the Bible too, which applies to our entire life. And I know that goes into a whole another area too, of, you know, tithing and offerings and planting seeds. But there are so many scriptures in regard of how we attain wealth and prosperity and can gain financial wisdom. So that's what I love about your teaching. You apply that.
Yes. At the end of the day, you don't know you got a champion until they put it into a situation where they can show they're a champion. So I believe we're having a winning team. I got 300 people moving on this planet. I don't know who's going to call me or something. But when you call me, I do have somebody that can handle what you call me about.
Right. So what if the elevator pitch, and you have talked about it via email, what if you're like, what if I'm like, okay, You
I'm
wanna,
give you,
you need to email somebody, not in person. So how do you send an effective email?
Well, emails and spoken written communication and spoken communication is two different things. But this is an example of an elevator pitch. This is a general elevator pitch. This is mine. I'm just giving you a quick on the fly example.
Right.
Okay. If I met you in the elevator,
if you want to schedule, like, well, I really need to meet with this person. How do you pique this person's interest and they're busy like you to set up a meetup with you?
You gotta read their social media and find their high points. Well, high points are things that you relate to, that they relate to, and that's the camaraderie. And again, an elevated pitch only works if you feel comfortable in that room. If you're trying to pitch in a room you're not comfortable in, no matter how clean it is or how good it sounds, it's not going to hold no weight. You gotta feel.
So you don't have an idea.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was unmuted.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
how you doing?
Hello. I think you do have a comment, don't you? I thought your hand raised. Thank you. I am Beth, a.k.a. B2, Country Stock Entertainment Reports, and a guest.
How you doing? I love the show.
Pastor Dunn, CEO. What's your name?
Jeff.
Oh, nice to meet you, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, yeah, no, I love the show. I disagreed with one thing in the beginning. Practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent.
Oh.
When you do it enough and enough, it becomes forever.
I'm feeling that, sir. I love that.
Right. It becomes second skin.
Yeah, well, I now make $31,000 a month, and I still give out 60% of my money. In donations.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
I get 30,000.
Wow.
I take home 30,000. I give away 60,000 of the original. I mean, I'm sorry, 60%
wow.
of the original.
Amen.
I give away more than anybody else, which makes me make more.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And you're continually being blessed. That's perfect timing because it's just what I was asking the pastor about, money and the principles. I don't know your religious faith, but
I'm definitely a Christian.
Believe in giving
diehard.
Back to the world.
Well, I'm a diehard Christian, and I got to be honest with you. If I took any more than half, I would consider myself a bad Christian.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I like to give, and the more I give, the more I get, it seems. Luckily,
perfect
God's
timing,
always
right? Right. And that's what I was telling Pastor about. What I love about his teaching is it's based on the principles of the Bible, and you are definitely an example of going by the principles of the Bible. What industry do you work in?
I run a podcast companies and we also have like 13 different YouTube shows that I represent.
Oh,
but our main thing is everybody has to kick in
at
all times.
We're honored to have you on.
Yeah,
can you provide us how can we find you? Share with us your social media platforms.
I'd be honest with you, it'd be weird to talk about it because I'm not supposed to be directly attached to it.
Oh, okay.
If you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've been running these things for years. I run one of the shows myself. I don't want to bring it up because it's an awkward thing. I run the show. I have what's that?
Oh, I was just saying we're honored to have you with us because that's exactly what we're talking about. And Pastor Dunn, CEO, is very successful here on Blog Talk Radio. And I've been on podcasts since 2011 here.
I'm doing 90,000 a month on Patreon.
That is great. That is awesome. So this is like a beginning of a series of us talking about how to make money. Through our elevator pitches and throughout our social media, and we definitely like you to share with us more in the future.
But you have to be dialed in on one thing to start. Once you get that, then you can dial in. You can do another thing, and people will follow. Like if I tell you that I have the greatest sitcom in the entire world, you're going to watch my sitcom. You love my sitcom. It's a great sitcom. But, hey, I'm going to do a drama. Hey, you'll come over and do that. But I'm also doing stand-up comedy. You come over and follow me for that. You have to get one thing, start it, and do it well. That's the main thing. Do one thing first and do one thing very well. And that's what I did. I started the greatest mixed martial arts podcast in the history of the world. And I got everybody to follow me.
Well, thank you for giving us a hint of where we can find you.
Yeah, well, I got into Christianity because I was kicked off of YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're the enemy.
Wow.
Yeah, they threw me off of YouTube because of my Christian beliefs.
Wow. And that's another thing. That is weird how Christians can go to Facebook jail and get banned off of social media platforms due to our beliefs. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, have that ever happened with your success?
I'm here, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm running. I do apologize. I want to make sure that everybody reaches out to me. I love the conversation you've been having with your brother. I want to make sure you reach out to me. Definitely, I want to throw my phone number out there. I like to have after show calls. But man, you just blew my mind. Call me direct, 352-363-1650. 352-363-1650, because I definitely don't want to eat into our radio time, but I have a lot of questions to ask. I got a lot of help.
Right. This is an amazing collaboration. Yeah.
Who are you giving your number to?
Now, I have your number. I have your number, Jeff, so, but we definitely,
sure
we only have like 5 more minutes left of this broadcast, and we can talk. We'll have like 15 more minutes. The live streaming will end.
Oh yeah,
five
you can go
minutes,
over.
I did
Blog Talk Radio
minutes.
In 2008. I know you should be able to go over for a long time.
Right. Yes. Like at first, I was wondering if you was Alan Levi, the founder of Blog Talk Radio, when you first spoke of your experience with podcasting. I thought you might have been the creator of Blog Talk Radio.
They're British. No, they're British. I'm not British.
Right.
I still remember the same exact thing in 2008. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm like, all right,
right.
Come on. Like I'm white trash American.
So you have gotten our attention because in. At perfect time too, right when we were discussing what you mentioned, and I had just asked. I see Pastor Del Cio just amazed.
The main reason I called is because I wanted you to hear the one thing that changed my life is practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. That's
uh-huh.
it. Do it. Do it, do it, do it until it's in your nature, until there's nothing that anybody else
right.
can do about it. That's it.
Second skin, just natural.
Yeah. And then who could stop you? But then also there's a million ways. There's a million ways I can tell you how to make money on podcasts. But the one thing is, which one of those million ways is for you? You got to find that one thing, that one niche, because every single stand-up comedian on this planet has a podcast, every one of them, and they're way funnier than we are. They're way more, and every scientist, every author, every single person that has ever done any job has a podcast right now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do different? All you have to do is one thing different.
Man, I'm loving this because I created a 365 days of radio campaign behind that. And I'm just...
And you make a good point because that's... What were you saying, Pastor?
Please put us in contact. That's $1 million.
Oh, yes.
He got it. Man, oh, my God.
And I'm thinking tomorrow, I was thinking about broadcasting tomorrow morning, but tomorrow night at the same time. And let's talk about effective ways of making money via podcast. That is something we touched on last Friday night.
I have a network that I'm getting back to.
Okay.
I mean, my network may not fall into certain people's belief systems. I am Christian, but I do believe that foul language and horrible jokes are okay.
Nah,
right.
Nah, we don't
have a flip. Yeah, I'm okay with that. See, that's the difference. I'm okay with it.
Because Pastor Don's CEO, and we have an R&B singer on with us now. He consults with hip hop artists, and you know, and R&B, and I am Christian, but you're right. We're human, and we have talent. So it's not being judgmental.
I mean, hell, yeah. I interviewed Jadakiss not too long ago.
Right.
Do you think that went Christian-wise? It wasn't a very Christian conversation. He's a wildcat.
I can imagine Jadakiss probably have an amazing story about his about his life entirely.
We didn't talk about his life at all. We just talked about what's going on in the world. And he
was amazing, and
I got to be honest with you, maybe the sweetest, but also one of the funniest people I've talked to in a long time. He's a hysterical man.
Oh, that is amazing.
He's really funny. He loves to laugh.
Just through his videos.
Oh, yeah. He's always been a kind of a jokester his whole time. He's not Styles.
Right.
Styles P was the serious one.
But yeah, I know what you're saying, because a couple of months ago, a caller called in and said he was Pete Davidson, and I have a cousin who co-hosts with me sometimes. If you listen to the show, you've heard her also. Pete Davidson, if it really was Pete Davidson, he was using, it was like, we was like in prayer, like thank for Tuesday, and he called in with some kind of, if it was him or if it was a fan or not, he had some, I believe it was him with the language he was using and the way it sounded like something Pete Davidson. He said his mother, because my cousin kind of didn't believe it was him. And then he was like,
my mother listens to podcasts.
He mentioned that his mother liked podcasts, and
that's why
he became addicted to podcasts. Yes. It was funny. And at the end,
I asked him
about the fairy he had bought.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if he was funny, was not Pete Davidson, because that guy's not funny.
Well, he wasn't. I'm talking about, he wasn't funny, but it was like dry. Like dry.
Yeah, it would have had him in bone dry.
Dry humor.
Yeah, because, well, no. He doesn't, I agree with you on that. He's not had,
because Pete Davidson isn't the funniest.
I love dry humor. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson,
he was very dry.
Has never made me laugh a day
like,
in my life.
He was like a Pete Davidson.
The only time I ever laughed when Pete Davidson talks is when he talks about how his dad died in 9/11.
He's not like Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah. No, not him. Did you just miss that horrible joke that I just did?
What'd you say?
I said the only time Pete Davidson made me laugh is when he talked about how his dad died in 9/11.
Oh, and I just seen that. I read an article. I didn't hear the actual him tell the story. Wow.
Yeah, he's not funny. Pete Davidson's not funny. Sorry, I know the guy personally. Not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody finds him funny. We've sat at the comedy at the Cellar in New York. Me, him, you know, everybody. Not talking about just the local comics, not just Big J.
It was dry humor, and I don't think my cousin really, my cousin who co-hosts with me, she was like, But you're right.
He doesn't.
You're
have,
right. It was very dry humor. And...
I have dry humor. That guy just stinks on ice. I'm sorry. I don't find the guy funny. Oops.
Well,
sorry.
I was just mentioning that he called into the show. you know.
I hope
yeah.
it was him. I don't even think that guy knows how to use a telephone.
But Pastor Dunn's junior CEO need to conclude his talk about the 60-second elevator pitch. Please join us again. We're so glad that you called. And Pastor Dunn, junior CEO, share your number with the listeners and with Jeff again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank y'all for everybody. My direct number is 352-363-1650. Once again, this is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. My direct contact number is 352-363-1650. I enjoyed the show. If y'all don't remember, nothing I said, remember this. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow
is
a commentary note.
Pastor, you still have about five more minutes to share about the emailing and social media.
Okay.
And the hashtagging. Last Friday, you talked about the importance of hashtagging. And tonight when I was watching Shark Tank, because you know I love Shark Tank, I need to get on there for one of my reinventions. And a husband and wife team did not get a deal from any of the sharks. Guess why?
Why?
Because of their lack of social media. The sharks felt like they would be more successful if they would be more effective on social media. So please share with us the importance of social media. And Jeff, I know you know also, but after Pastor Dunn, if you want to share how we can be more effective on social media, please do.
I just want to share my link on blackplanet.com.
Oh, wow.
I'm white, by the way.
Well, we know.
That makes it funny.
It doesn't matter.
See, it makes it way
it
funny.
It doesn't matter.
I'll give you
okay.
all my MySpace.
Thank you.
After the pass is done, I'll give you my MySpace.
I miss
nah,
MySpace.
You got it, my brother.
What was the guy named?
Nah, hey,
was the guy named John? Where's John now? I miss MySpace. Well, but thank you so much, Jeff. But we really need to conclude this with Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. I was going to hang on
okay.
and rip it up with you guys after the show.
Okay. Pastor, but like I said, when I woke up from my nap, Shark Tank was on, and husband and wife had an awesome invention, but it didn't fly with none of the sharks. Because of their lack of social media, because they felt like they would have had more money if they had been
correct.
Effective on social media. And that goes back to, I'm thinking about you talking about the hashtagging and all of that.
It's very important. Everything is exactly what it is. It says the social media. How can you have a business, product, service, or brand and not tell people about it? Every chance you're on camera. One thing Sam Rothstein said in the movie Casino, he said, the eye in the sky is watching us all. And if we think about it like that, it's absolutely true. If you say something on your Facebook, before you get finished pressing enter, a million people seen it. You don't know who's seen it and when. And if you're entertainment, a business, product, industry, or any kind of anybody that want to make money, you want to make sure you're effective with your resources. So, the reason why we had this show tonight, elevator pitches, that's how you open up the business deal. What you back up and back and white on your contract all makes it good business. So, if you start a business deal bad, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get bad results. But if you start out on a good note, you're focused and you're planning for success, that's the thing happening. So, again, in closing, I am Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Been in the entertainment industry 45 years. I have an elite winning team. These 300 business professionals. They all have different business, brands, products, and service, but everybody holds their own weight. Everybody's bringing something different to the team, and what makes the team so special, we have radio broadcasts just like this one with Sister Bethany. She gives her opportunity.
Wait a second, I'm going to play your promo.
Okay, we broke it live from the west side.
Don Junior CEO.
To the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in sunny
Las Vegas.
Let's get down to business. This is the main meeting. The Entertainment Worldwide Network is here to change the face of the entertainment industry with education for business and personal tips for life. Covering 7 continents worldwide and all points in between. This knowledge is priceless, so hold on to your seat. Get your pen, pad, and be ready to take notes. You are live on the Entertainment Worldwide Network.
Woo! That is a hype promo.
7 continents?
Pastor Don Jr. CEO.
7 continents, even Antarctica?
I am here, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm old school. I'm radio. I'm always on mute. I can't hear you.
Look, you and your team need to make a promo. You and your team need to make a promo for Culture Shock Entertainment.
That's
all right. I love that promo.
Yeah, they're rocking it in Antarctica.
We got stuff with Tito Jackson, Judge Obama. I mean, we got some names.
You have a business on Antarctica? It says 7 continents.
I'm sorry,
which means you have a business on Antarctica.
A business on what?
Antarctica.
Oh, wow. I have clients over there, but hey. I'm always on.
I dropped him, Pastor. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey,
wow.
Antarctica,
that is a hype promo. You and your team definitely need to make a couple promos for Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Ooh-wee. Yes, I love that promo.
But we not on the air. You feel me?
Oh, we're still on the air. We're still on the air, but I dropped him because you said we're getting down to business, and Diana, myself, the listeners, we need to hear your conclusion. And he's asking like some weird questions.
I totally
he's
understand.
He's a distraction.
I will close the show like this.
You know how some people like to heckle, and we're down to business. We really want to hear your conclusion. I'm glad he called and everything, but still not take the spotlight from you. You know what I'm saying?
I totally understand. Hey, family, I know we got limited time right now, so I want to be effective with the limited time we have. Time only goes one way, it goes forward. That's why your elevator pitch is so important. Your elevator pitch can mean your family changing their lives, or that means that you are doing the wrong business. Your elevator pitch has to be catered to your business, brand, product, and or service, and it has to be set up where it's open-ended, where people can ask you questions to find out more detailed information. But again, your elevator pitch needs to be under 60 seconds. You need to have everything you're talking about. It needs to be able to be cool. Don't just be talking about it. Have some stats and facts to back it up. And no matter what, you only get one chance to make a first impression. So the more you practice it on people who can't pay, when you meet the person who can pay, you raise your receiver money. Simple.
Okay, I bump into you in the elevator. Hi, my name is Miss Bethany Williams, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I am a podcaster, and please check out my podcast at Blog Talk Radio, handle my business card, and the elevator door opens, and thank you, nice to meet you, what's your name, and how would I do that?
You need an icebreaker within that situation. You need some type of history. What I mean by icebreaker, you need something going on. If something's on the radio, you need to have something to open it to start the conversation. You can't just walk up with somebody and start pitching them.
But I'm in the elevator with someone that maybe I want them as a guest, or maybe I want to collaborate with their company.
Okay.
And I'm literally on the elevator with them. And what do I do? Hi, I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, with Cluster Shock Entertainment Report.
Well,
I'm a podcaster. I would love for you to be a guest on the show, or I'd love for you to be a sponsor. Check out my podcast, because I do talk with people. But I'm evaluating myself. How do I present myself?
Okay. Well, you
and reinvent
first,
myself.
You gotta look at what's going on in the environment. If you're on the elevator, you gotta look at what happened before you got on the elevator. You gotta listen to the music
uh-huh.
that's playing. You gotta use everything that's in your repertoire, and what's in your repertoire is what people don't know. So,
right,
your elevator pitch isn't necessarily talking about the news or the topic of discussion. It's about working the topic of discussion that's currently trending on the net into what's actually going on right there. So if you in the elevator and somebody get on with their kid, that's the point when you go on all your kid records or your kid-driven products, services, and brands. But if you on the elevator and
yes.
you got kid products, services, and brands, and all you see is parents, you can't go in with the kid energy because it's not the
right.
time. Time is very important
right.
with your elevator. You got relevant.
But slide your business. But it is okay to slide your business card, and like you and your dad
oh,
said,
yeah.
don't leave a bunch of material. So it's cool to slide the business
yeah.
card to them and say, when you get an opportunity, check out my podcast and any other check out my podcast and let's schedule a lunch or something, like that.
Yeah, well, don't be it open though. Just because you feel like it's open. You got to tell
uh-huh.
people where they got to go. You got to give them your email address. You got to spell it out. When you
right.
spell it out, don't just say A as an alpha. You got to, it's a little extra 10 seconds it'll take you to make 10 million. But again, you have to have
and I'm glad you mentioned that, because you know something Cousin Linda and I talk about here on the show, and it's etiquette. And business etiquette, that's
yeah.
something else we need to talk with you about. Because it sounds like that is an issue of etiquette also, professional etiquette, when to just out of the blue approach someone. Because if they're busy with their family, you're like, oh, okay. They might say, but that was so rude of them to do that. Or some business people are cool with it. So like you were saying, and some people might try to figure out, why is he saying pay attention to your surroundings? But it goes about paying attention to what's going on in the environment. Because some people might be cool with it and some people might not.
Correct. Again, the elevator pitch is all getting you prepared for the billion-dollar room. You're making these small pitches now, but at some point you're going to make the same pitch to that millionaire that you wanted to change your life.
Because you're like a 24/7 businessman. Some people are like, I'm 10 to 5, I'm 10 to 10. But you're a man of God, too. So when God tells you to do stuff, you're obedient to him. But I had to get used to the way you do business. Because I'm thinking 9 to 5, 10 to 10, you know. So you're like, hey. And so
I'm on Mountain time zone, but I wake up every morning at 4 o'clock and start calling.
Okay, you and D Frost, it's just us three now, because Blog Talk just turned us off. So yay, we did a good outro with that. That's why I had to drop that guy, because I wanted you to conclude. perfectly. Right.
Yeah.
No, I
so
got you. But
do
not,
you
buddy,
all?
Buddy
we're an after party conversation now. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we're still on the platform.
Okay.
We're still being recorded.
Yeah, but it's private. I mean, of course, Blog Talk Radio can hear us, but we're off to the listening community.
Right. Can't nobody just call in. We have to merge them in.
Right. We're off the air. Matter of fact, we can reshare. You can circulate it now too.
Oh, hey, man.
I can go ahead and send it to you. The finished project is ready. Okay. Okay, continue, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
And defaulty too, whatever you would like to say.
Well, usually, because like I'm also a salesperson during the day, commercial pest control.
Uh-huh.
So usually, like if I'm walking into somebody's office, I kind of look around and I see what pictures they might have hanging up, or maybe a flower or something, or something that's in the room that I also have a little bit of knowledge about. And I'll like compliment them on that. Like maybe I'll compliment them on their hair or their outfit or something like that to like break the ice.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure giving sincere compliments too, and commonalities, acknowledging any commonalities or like or hobbies that I might see.
Right. Yeah. So like if you're on the elevator. Maybe if it's a man,
yeah.
He's wearing a suit, you could compliment his suit maybe. If like there's nothing mm-hmm. else, you know, to break the ice and possibly be able to get into the next conversation. Of your elevator speech.
Yes,
female,
ma'am, you got
you know,
it.
Hair,
I'm glad you
makeup,
in.
Dress, shoes, rings, you know, jewelry, kids. Yeah.
Right.
Come on now.
So that's kind of how I break the ice to start, you know, talking about pest control, bug juice.
Right.
But, yeah, and then, you know, sometimes I'm in places where they're doing music production and they need, you know, pest control. Maybe they have mice or, you know, spiders or something. And then with that, I can, you know, I'm already breaking the ice because I'm helping them fix the problem. So I'm being like a solution to them, and then I can start bringing up my music as well.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's because we have multiple careers. We have in right. Is that you, Pastor? Is that another phone?
Mm. No, that's my phone. Oh my God, calling in. I gotta hit y'all back. I gotta wherever it's called. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
Thank
Bye.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
And we could talk a couple more minutes, or it's almost one here. You're in Las Vegas. Hello?